If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. All right, this time we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Hugh Young. He's a PhD, he's a postdoctoral fellow, formerly at UCLA. He's now at UT Arlington. And he's going to be speaking at MetroCon, making a presentation at MetroCon. If you want to find out more about MetroCon, it's going on October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. You can find more about that at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. And welcome to the program, Hugh Young.
Yes, thank you so much for the great introduction.
I understand your subject is going to be on bioengineering. And when I see the title, I get a little lost, so I hope you can help me with it. Integrating light sheet imaging and hemodynamic shear forces to study developmental cardiac mechanics. That has me totally in the dark. bring this down to Main Street for me, will you please?
Yeah, I will quickly introduce my research. I'm a bioengineer. So as a biomedical engineer, we're trying to solve the biological question with engineering perspective. So when I first started my main project, which is a ventricular chamber development, specifically heart development, we had a bottleneck with a 4D optical imaging technique. So we built up our own microscope, which is a light sheet microscope, to image a 4D beating zebrafish heart. So embryonic zebrafish is optically transparent. So it is very popular animal model to study developmental biology. After we finish the 4D imaging by our own light sheet microscope, we are trying to understand the hemodynamic role, like which is in the mechanical fluid mechanical force from the blood flow, which is called the hemodynamics, and the cardiac physiology during zebrafish heart development. We have modulated mechanical force such as a shear stress by reducing blood viscosity and inhibiting of the cardiac contractility. And we found that the shear stress is an important parameter to activate notch signaling, which is very important biological signaling to develop cardiac trabeculation. So notch signaling, as I mentioned, is very important key biological signaling during cell proliferation and differentiation. So, so many people probably ask me why zebrafish, you know. Like, many scientists, they use the rabbit or mouse as their study model. But zebrafish is very popular genetic, very popular model to study developmental biology because they have many advantages. So zebrafish is genetically tractable model to study congenital heart disease because it's the large number of cardiac genes are conserved between human and zebrafish. Isn't that really interesting for you?
Oh yeah, this is really it's a little hard, you know, for me to follow. But you're doing four dimensional views of the heart so that you can study its mechanics and that way find out exactly how it works and how to cure diseases.
Yeah, so that's true. So currently, the microscope, the optical technique, is providing mostly 2D images and sometimes 3D image with a confocal microscope. The confocal microscope is very slow because it's a point scanning base. So we developed the new imaging modality. It's called light sheet microscope, as I said, and that can scan the 3D very quickly, and we use the computational algorithm to immediately reconstruct the beating zebrafish heart. And we quantify the fluid mechanical force by simulation to understand the relationship between the mechanical force and gene expression to involved in cardiac development.
Okay, are you going to be having diagrams and things or slides or something at your presentation so we can kind of get a picture of how all this works?
Yeah, I'll definitely definitely prepare for my slide which introduced the diagram of the zebrafish heart and the Leishman microscope and the flow chart that how I study this project.
So we'll get a good thorough introduction to how all this works then at the Metricon conference.
Right. So if you listen carefully for my presentation, you can easily cover what I did for this study. So as a biomedical engineering, as a bioengineer, so I try to integrate the new engineering technique to solve the biological question. So it seems a little bit complicated, but you know, it's meaningful project that I'm doing for human health.
Okay, so what will be the upshot of this? What will we accomplish after this is done?
Right. So there's several diseases involved in trabeculation.
Yeah, and
let me introduce what the trabeculation is. Trabeculae is a irregular bundle of myocardium that projects from the inner ventricular wall into the ventricular cavity. It is clinically important if trabeculae are too much or too less. It causes impaired systolic function or diastolic function. So there's two types of disease. Hypotrabeculated ventricle, which induces hypoplastic heart syndrome, which related to undeveloped heart. Their heart is smaller than healthy ventricle. And hypertrabeculated ventricle induced a non-compaction cardiomyopathy, which is a hypertrabecular ventricle. Since extratrabeculae developed into the ventricle, it caused non-compaction cardiomyopathy. In both cases, if it's severe, it caused heart failure.
So you're going to be able to predict and then maybe prevent heart failure when you can identify these conditions, is that correct?
Yeah, so we are trying to the study of development of the trabeculation is currently ongoing study by genetics or molecular biology ways. So we are trying to link how this kind of genes is expressed by blood flow. So you know, the heart is important to pumping the blood out. So we assume that blood flow is important to activate certain type of genes or biological signaling pathway. So we're trying to link between the genetics and blood flow.
Okay, so what do we see in the future? Maybe, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road. Where is this going to lead us?
Yeah, so we actually have published a paper, and there's a decent amount of paper that is called that is highlighted that blood flow is important in cardiac development. And we're trying to focusing on why this kind of morphology it occurs in the ventricle. And after we modify this kind of pattern, what happened to the ventricle? That's what we are planning to do in the future, like next 5 or 10 years later. So currently we are trying to understand this pattern formation of trabeculae with different blood flow. So we are understanding this developmental phenomenon by collaborating with Dr. Alice Martin at Stanford University and Dr. Peng Fei at Huazhong University of Science and Technology in China. Dr. Martin is an expert in the computational fluid dynamic simulation, so we can quantify the mechanical properties inside of the ventricle by simulation after we image. And we are trying to collaborate with Dr. Peng Fei. He's one of my good friends. He's also expert in optics. So we are developing the super resolution technique to image better for the simulation. And we have planned translate this kind of mechanism to understand the human-related disease, such as non-compaction cardiomyopathy or hypoplastic heart syndrome, in collaboration with Dr. Mohammad Hussein and the Animesh Tandem at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Yes, this study will pave the way to understand the exquisite process of the ventricular chamber development and investigate the complex field of congenital heart disease in terms of the fluid mechanics.
All right, congenital heart disease. Okay, good. Well, we're certainly excited about you being at Metricon, and we're going to look forward to your presentation. I will be riveted, absolutely, and so glad to have you guest on the program. I want to thank you so much for being with us today, and remind people that if they want to know more about Metricon, they can see it at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link, and we'll be able to see Dr. Zhu Yun, the Department of Bioengineering, late of UCLA in California, now with UT at Arlington. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Lee.
All right, thank you so much for this opportunity, and I look forward to see you at MetroCon.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz.